Hello, welcome to another LRG Wealth Advisors audiocast. I'm Cheka Cilio. Today, I will interview the Managing Director of LRG Wealth Advisors, LaRue Gibson. Hi, LaRue.
Hi, Cheka.
LaRue, we get lots of inquiries from young investors about beginning their investment journey. There's a lot of conflicting information out there, so let's dig in and get LaRue's guidance. LaRue, what should young savers and investors know as they begin their investing lives?
Thanks, Cheka. At LRG Wealth Advisors, when we speak with young investors, we discuss the importance of building an investment foundation that takes them to and through retirement. Getting to a comfortable retirement happens in three distinct stages. First is the seed capital formation stage. Secondly, we have the midlife growth stage. And finally, we arrive at the pre-retirement consolidation stage. We teach our young clients to recognize that they are in the seed capital formation stage. As such, their goal is to accumulate funds for emergencies and to build seed capital to create a well-funded foundation for future growth. The key, though, is to start saving now and build good savings and investing habits.
Got it. What else goes into the seed capital formation stage?
In the early stages of your investing life, the goal is to save twice your estimated post-retirement annual spending needs. For example, if you want a retirement lifestyle of $100,000 per year expressed in today's dollars, your goal in the seed capital formation stage would be to save at least $200,000. How long it takes to fully fund the seed money stage depends mostly on your savings rate and less than you might think on the return on your savings.
Really? Conventional theory states that a young person should invest aggressively. Do you recommend an aggressive investment posture for young people?
Cheka, that depends on the individual ultimately, but contrary to popular belief, the most important factor in building your seed capital is not the growth rate of the portfolio. Your annual savings have the biggest impact on portfolio growth in the seed capital formation stage. Consider this. The value of a balanced portfolio with 6% annual growth, supplemented with 15% annual income savings, will exceed your annual earnings in 5 years and 10 months. A more aggressive portfolio with the same savings and 10% annual growth will reach the same dollar amount in 5 years and 4 months. The difference is only 6 months. In other words, your savings constitute 91% of your seed money portfolio value, while the difference in annual growth rates generates only 9% of your portfolio value. But imagine that you were building your seed capital aggressively and a severe market downturn, such as happened from 2000 to 2002, when the Standard & Poor's 500 index lost nearly 50%, or from 2007 to 2009, when the benchmark index lost nearly 60%. Had you held and waited for the inevitable recovery, you would have been fine. But my experience informs me that a majority of young, inexperienced investors will sell and lock in large losses from which it is difficult to recover. According to the rule of 72, your portfolio doubles in value and the number of years calculated by dividing 72 by the annual return of that portfolio. For example, if your portfolio grows annually at 8%, it doubles every 9 years. So if you lose half of your seed money, in theory, you need another 9 years to catch up at an 8% annual return. Your seed capital is essential if you're going to have staying power in the market in the years ahead. So accumulate 2 years of post-retirement spending before you adopt a more aggressive investment style. An early big loss hurts, so to avoid early setbacks and stay on track for retirement, be sure to save diligently and think conservatively.
I hate math, but I can see how understanding the math of accumulation and losses matters.
That's right, Cheka. And skipping savings damages your portfolio far more than investing conservatively at this stage. So as a rule, put aside a consistent percentage of your annual income each year, no matter what. and do not feel compelled to invest aggressively during the seed capital formation stage.
Well, LaRue, I am surprised. I just assumed that a young person has a long time horizon, so taking more risk was what they should do.
Cheka, the early stages of investing are both the most important and the most vulnerable. It is easy to be swayed from long-term objectives for a variety of reasons. We mentioned confidence-shattering losses earlier, but life changes too. Peer pressure to spend beyond your means or starting a family can alter your resolve to save regularly and at a level that moves you from the seed capital formation stage to the midlife growth stage. I cannot state this more vociferously. At this stage, maintaining savings is key. Do not expose yourself to greater risk and potentially greater losses that could deter you from investing. You are not missing out on big gains at this stage. A less aggressive growth rate in a portfolio is the last thing holding you back. So rather than following conventional wisdom, consider our option. The goal of our method is to reduce volatility in the early stages of your financial life to give you much needed staying power in the markets later in the midlife growth stage. Math and history show that in normal market conditions, an investment strategy that is initially conservative and gradually reaches your long term, higher risk standards will post similar gains as an aggressive strategy while protecting you from major losses in a down market.
Thank you, LaRue. I know that our listeners gained valuable insight into how to begin their investment journey. Anything else before we sign off?
To our listeners, I'd say that you are already taking the right steps by getting informed. One important step you can take for your portfolio and to secure your financial future is to start putting aside a portion of your annual income and begin building a sound foundation for investment. We recommend a savings goal of 20% of your gross annual income, but start saving even if you can't save at that pace. Providing for your retirement takes time, so start early, and do not be concerned if you feel that your portfolio is too conservative. The truth is, you can reach the same goals, and in a bear market, be protected from major losses that might deter you from a long-term growth strategy. Best wishes towards living the life you imagine.
Thanks, LaRue. We hope you enjoyed this audiocast from LRG Wealth Advisors. Do not hesitate to call us at 646-434-3133 or email us at lrgwealthadvisors@hightoweradvisors.com to begin a conversation with us about financial planning, investing, and your financial future. And don't hesitate to share this information with anyone who you may believe will benefit from its lessons. Also, please subscribe so you'll never miss an audiocast. At LRG Wealth Advisors, we help you live the life you imagine. This is Cheka Cilio of LRG Wealth Advisors. Stay tuned for more financial planning and investment management content in the future. Thank you so much. Goodbye.